Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. And we're talking to people in Texas today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Can I speak with Aldon Estrada, please?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. All right, sir. And this service about the elections in Texas and for president.
Okay.
All right, before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely, sir?
I'm at home in this moment.
Okay, thank you. All right, and in which state do you currently live? Would that be Texas or other state?
I live in Texas.
Okay. All right, sir, and in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Cameron County.
Cameron, okay. All right, sir, Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all the calls on a cell phone? Some on a cell phone or some on a regular home phone or almost all the calls on a regular home phone?
Almost my calls is in my cell phone.
Cell phone, okay. Thank you. All right, sir, are you anyone in the household employed by a newspaper, television, a radio station, a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, in what year were you born? Just a year is fine, okay?
1954.
54, thank you. Okay, and what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Would that be Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, or American Indian or Alaskan Native?
Hispanic,
all right. All right, sir, and what is the last grade that you completed in school?
Oh, but I have GD degree, but I went only to like an eighth grade.
Okay, but you have,
but I have my
GD.
GD. Yes.
Okay, so high school graduate, like high school graduate.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, and thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I'm completely disappointed.
Would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Disapprove.
Okay. All right, sir, and now if the election for U.S. Congress will be held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Republican.
Would that be definitely Republican or just probably Republican?
Absolutely Republican.
Okay. All right, sir, and
I
now
I want no
I'd
more
like
to screw up our country like Joe Biden. It's already enough with these guys.
I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person. Then, if so, tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of each person, okay? If I name someone that you don't know too much about, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Joe Biden. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, the other one is Mayra Flores.
Mayra Flores, I hear it, some, but not a whole lot.
Would you say maybe very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable,
maybe.
Or maybe no?
I would say maybe in favor.
Okay, somewhat favorable, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what about Kamala Harris?
As an enormous person that I not vote for her, not
okay.
Even there.
Very, very unfavorable or somewhat?
Very unfavorable or what?
Or somewhat unfavorable.
So unfavorable?
Somewhat or very unfavorable. You can choose any of those choices.
No, I'm not interested.
Okay, what about Vicente Gonzalez?
Vicente Gonzalez. I see him one time. And
do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of him?
Unfavorable, I would say it.
Very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And the other one be Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. I wish that we got Donald Trump back in the White House.
So very favorable or just somewhat?
Very favorable.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And thinking ahead, you know, to the November elections, first, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all interested and 10 means that you're extremely interested. How interested are you in November's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
I'll say in local offices.
But how interested are you from 0 to 10?
From 0 to 10, I would say 5.
5, okay. Thank you. All right, so if the election for president was held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Donald Trump, the Republican, or Kamala Harris, the Democrat?
As I said before, absolutely for Donald Trump. Hopefully he can clean up this country.
Okay, and next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican, or Colin Allred, the Democrat?
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz, okay. All right, sir, and if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Mayra Flores, the Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat?
Mayra Flores.
Would that be definitely Flores or probably
definitely.
Flores?
Definitely.
All right, sir, thank you. I just have a few questions for a statistical purpose, and we're done with this survey. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
A Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
A strong, okay. All right, sir, and generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
I don't get that one, sir.
You don't understand a very conservative, somewhat conservative. You know how people say when they, you know, they moderate or they somewhat liberal, somewhat very liberal or like that?
Very liberal.
Very liberal, okay. All right, sir, and how would you describe your economic circumstances? Would that be low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Well to do.
Okay. All right, sir. Now thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home you speak only Spanish at home, mostly Spanish but some English, Spanish and English equally, mostly English but some Spanish, or only English at home?
Mostly Spanish.
Okay. Mostly Spanish but some English, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, and regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Would that be Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I vote for Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, all right. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation, okay? You have a great day, sir. Appreciate your help.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, you have a good day, sir.